Eulogies for the American farmer have been written for years. Small farms are rapidly disappearing, threatened by urbanization, and pushed out of business by more competitive corporate farms. But one small farming movement is actually growing: community-supported agriculture programs, which create a kind of partnership between the consumer and the farmer. Mitch Tyke of member station KNAU reports from Prescott, Arizona.
It's hard work, but Corey Raid is pretty happy to be out on his farm this time of year. The acre and a half he calls Whipstone Farm yields thousands of pounds of vegetables, but in the 5 years he's farmed here, it's never made him enough money to quit his day job as a chimney sweep. This year, though, his finances are looking more secure. He's even doing well enough to be putting in a winter crop.
We're fixing to plant more spinach, radishes, and turnips, and lettuces in there. We're hoping to get, within the next few weeks, to get two or three more going.
This year, Raid has a guaranteed market for his spinach and radishes. He's now part of Prescott, Arizona's first community-supported agriculture program, or CSA. His Whipstone Farm, along with six other small farms in the area, have arranged to sell a year's worth of organic produce to 70 nearby families. He's guaranteed an income and a new level of satisfaction by dealing directly to the people who eat his vegetables.
I'm really excited about seeing things come out of the ground and how pretty the vegetables look and people appreciating them. If there was no appreciation, I think it would be a lot harder on me, but people really like it, you know, and I like to get my strokes that way.
CSAs operate by connecting growers directly with consumers. The farm or farms map out what they believe they'll produce over the course of the growing season and what it'll cost them. Then, for a preset annual cost, the consumers buy a share of the CSA, which generally gets them a fresh bag of produce each week. 15 years ago, the first American CSA was started at a Massachusetts apple orchard. Now there are more than 1,000 operating in all corners of the nation. Tim Cruz, whose agroecology students at Prescott College created this CSA, says it's this guaranteed market that makes CSAs so attractive to smaller farms.
They cannot tap into commodity supports, price supports that large growers tap into in the Midwest. And they're extremely vulnerable. They may get to the end of the growing season, have had a great year, go into the local grocer and find out that they're being undercut by some organic lettuce producers in Salinas, California. And then they're stuck.
With the security for small farmers comes incredibly fresh produce for eager urban and suburban consumers. Pickup at the Prescott College CSA comes every Wednesday. Members drop by throughout the afternoon to see what will grace their dinner table for the week. Heather Houck, one of the students that devised the CSA, is on hand this day to oversee the distribution.
We sort of have it set up like a buffet, and there's signs by each box, and they go through and take, they just follow directions and follow the signs, and the signs will say, take one butternut squash, one bunch of shallots, and what have you.
Even CSA's strongest supporters concede that the system may take some getting used to. Most produce is available only during its particular growing season. In Arizona, it could be three straight weeks of carrots, followed by 9 weeks of butternut squash. And Prescott College's Tim Cruz notes, you really can't plan your week's menu before you pick up your produce.
You never know right now what you're going to get on a Wednesday, and yet it's really exciting to see what is being served up, and in some cases, we don't know what to do with it. I mean, I have to admit that I've never really eaten that many turnips in my life.
In Prescott, the CSA includes farms located at elevations from around 1,000 to 5,000 feet. So when the growing season at one farm ends, another picks up the slack. That means year-round produce in central Arizona. Not so in colder areas, where a CSA may operate for only 5 or 6 months a year. But despite their limitations, Jane Shord believes the movement has the potential to grow even further. Shord directs a center that tracks CSAs at Wilson College in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. She says consumers are becoming more conscious of how their foods are grown.
Typically, you know, your food travels about 1,500 miles from where it is grown to the table where it's eaten. And the idea behind CSA is that it reconnects the consumer with where their food is grown, and it allows you the opportunity to know who grows it and, you know, the methods that are used, and it puts a face back on farming.
At Prescott College, CSA shareholder Paul Smith looks over the fresh vegetables he's just picked up and agrees.
It's, I think, beyond even local agriculture, supporting regional agriculture. I live at 6,000 feet in the forest. To have a garden and grow vegetables doesn't work, and I can get food from all over Arizona all winter long.
The Prescott College CSA organizers have deemed their first year a rousing success. They're hoping to increase the number of shares and eventually be able to supply food to the entire college community, more than 500 people. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Teich in Prescott, Arizona.